Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. All week we've been looking at clowns and how creepy some people think they are. I've said it every day, I don't find clowns that creepy, but people do. And today we're going to look at a bit of history of that fear and what it is and everything. So the fear of clowns is called coulrophobia. Now, what's interesting about this is it's not real, but it's not in World Health Organization stuff. It's not in the American Psychiatric Association's stuff. So it's kind of a made-up thing. And I know some of you out there who are suffering from this just, like, clicked pause or whatever. I know it does scare people. I get that. I realize that. And so I wanted to try and understand why it does. What about clowns are scary? And basically what I've seen is it came down to two big things. Something called the Uncanny Valley and a quick series of real life / fiction, crazy clowns inspiring fear in the people. So, well, we're going to kind of look at those. So the Uncanny Valley, what that is an effect where you look at something and it's not quite right. And clowns are definitely that, whether it be the big shoes or the big noses, big eyes, frowning when they should be laughing. They just don't look right. And some people may see it as comical. Other ones may find it unsettling. And part of this goes back to forever ago, you know, when you would have to worry about seeing dead bodies everywhere, just on the street, that their faces were still human faces, but they were disfigured and out of proportion and whatever. So your brain was like, hey, this could be bad, this could be dangerous, stay away from it. And it's something that is ingrained into us over generation after generation. So that's where the Uncanny Valley comes in, is that doesn't look right. If it's something that is just crazy, I was reading an example about if you put googly eyes on a sock. Okay, yeah, it's a sock puppet, but it doesn't look near human enough to, you know, be scary or be terrifying or anything like that. So that's nice. Even the way they act and the way they are, you know, the exaggerated, over-the-top stuff is not the way people act. And that makes people uncomfortable. You know, it goes back into they're acting like humans, but not really, which bleeds over into some other things where you talk about people kind of most people naturally want to be in social norms. You know, they want to be normal. They don't want to be seen as an outsider, or, you know, you talk about like a drunk guy on a bus or a train, subway, whatever. You know, that's something that you're like, stay away from that. And clowns kind of have the same vibe, the same thing going for them. And it's kind of sad. You know, they definitely get a bad rap. But, you know, I see where it comes from. So it's really straight up on the subconscious level why some people don't like clowns. It's because everything they do is just human enough to be relatable, but far enough away to be not right and not normal. So that's something interesting. Also, when we're talking about your, you know, deep thought and subconscious, The fact that you don't know what a clown's going to do. You know, you go to a circus, the jugglers are going to juggle, the lion tamers are going to tame lions. The clowns, who knows what they're going to do? So sometimes when they do something, it's not comforting to people. You know, they, again, they want that sense of normalcy. And seeing that just sets them off. So I get it, you know, in some of these examples and things, I can see where they're talking about. Another thing that, you know, we mentioned was the sudden outburst, or whatever you want to call it, of creepy clowns in pop culture and everything. You had, you know, John Wayne Gacy in 78 as the killer clown, you know, dress as a clown and kill people. That's pretty on the nose there, killer clown. And to this day, you know, that's a reason for a lot of people's fears, especially that were young around that time. And you throw in the original Stephen King's It with Tim Curry, and that traumatized a lot of people. It's funny, I've talked to people who, while I was researching this stuff for this week, that said, yeah, it's really creepy and really scary. And I asked them if they, you know, once we get down to it, they realize they actually haven't seen it. They just, from the trailers and hearing people talk about it and seeing images of it, it's enough to creep them out. And then you also have the Joker, who we talked about on yesterday's show, come up in the Jack Nicholson movie and really bring the character back to prominence. He was already on a rise in the comics with things like The Killing Joke and Dark Knight Returns, but seeing this Jack Nicholson crazy clown, electric buzzard, acid flower going around killing people definitely didn't help. So over the course of, you know, 10, 12 years, you had all of this happen. And that's why the fear of clowns is something that is fairly recent. They even, really scary clown movies, I know we talked on Tuesday about a few from the silent film era, but they're just kind of creepy because they're silent films and they're creepy. But the actual killer clown stuff didn't start till the late 80s, you know, and has gone on since then. So it's something that, while recent, is still terrifying enough to enough people that they have a name for it, and it's a thing. And I empathize with you. I am terrified of birds, and most people don't think birds are that scary, but I, real quick, this is why I'm terrified, right? No matter what you believe, no matter your thought in life, if, you know, you believe in God and Old Testament, everything, and the flood, well, Eddie Izzard said it best, where evil ducks and geese just floated. As far as not believing in that and evolution and things, scientists are like 99.99% sure that birds evolved from dinosaurs. So when you see a bird, it's just like a T-Rex coming after you. So if that's not terrifying to anybody, I don't know what is. Birds are just super scary and terrifying. So I can relate. And it doesn't help. You know, we're right now, we're in the tail end of 2017. But if you all remember last year, there was all those clown sightings and everything, and all over the world, which is not good. It started here in the States, in South Carolina, but it ended up going worldwide. I mean, there were sightings, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Mexico, Norway, Singapore, Spain, Switzerland, UK, everywhere. That's just part of the list. These people were just dressing up as evil, creepy clowns and sending out there. I don't think there were very many cases of it in Texas, because we don't play around with that kind of stuff. I'm trying to see now. And survey says there are a couple in Texas. Oh, hey, talks about Lubbock right there. There's one on Texas Tech campus, October 3rd last year. Oh, I vaguely remember that. So, you know, that's people taking stuff to the next level, like trying to incite fear, which on one hand, I totally respect, love anarchy and things like that. But on the other hand, be nice to people. You know, we've mentioned that time and time again here on the show. So that's why people are afraid of clowns, possibly. If you're afraid of clowns, let us know why. Like, was there an event that triggered? Were you a kid thrown at a giant clown and it freaked you out? Let us know in the comments here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for the Night Nerd. We love to hear from you. Also, if you're listening to us on iTunes or Google Play, let us know that you love to listen to us. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a good review. That helps us do all sorts of fun stuff, like the SNES Classic that we're giving away on our Facebook page. Make sure to go over there, like the page, tell all your friends about it. Once we get to 500 page likes, we're going to give that thing away. So hopefully in time for Christmas and make a great Christmas gift for someone. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. That's going to be it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.